From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Wonderful Thursday. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and I get the blessed privilege of hanging out with you every single morning, getting our morning started, and I'm still sipping on my first cup of coffee. That meant I got a really good night of sleep. The cat kind of left me alone, and good news is in just a few days, Terry will be back. So my life will kind of get back to whatever normal is these days, right? With all the stuff going on, here we are 1 year out of, 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And the exciting thing is the last couple of evenings, since my whole routine at home has been upended, I've gotten a chance to meet some friends and have actually a dine-in experience. And it was fun to hang out with some of my friends. You know, there's line dancing that happens at the honky tonk. And I wasn't brave enough to get up there and learn some of those fun new moves, but it was neat to see people out celebrating, interacting. Of course, there's still a lot of guidelines here in Oregon in regards to the 6-foot rule and, the mask and all of those kinds of things. But what I love seeing, and I'm watching it online, on Facebook, I'm watching it in the personal conversations that I have observed at the grocery store, now eating out. People are like, okay, this is enough. This is enough. And it's time to open up Oregon. And I've been saying this all week. Friends, if you haven't had a chance to call the governor's office, I encourage you to call the governor's office, Governor Kate Brown, and say it's time to open Oregon. Just give her office a call, 503-378-4582, and I encourage you to put that on your to-do list every single day until we get this Oregon open up, right? I want to say to you, if it is your birthday today, happy birthday today to you. My friend Bishop Troy Carr, it's his birthday today. Happy birthday, Troy. Teresa Nielsen, it's her birthday today. And our very own, right here, our patriot, Lindsey Graham, it is her birthday today. Of course, she is the infamous patriot with Glamour Studios here in Salem, who has hit the news recently because her and her family have moved to Arizona to get away from all the persecution and the difficulties here. And I'm going to have her on the show, I think on about the 24th. Her and I are going to get together and talk about some of the things that she has walked through and what she's done to protect her children and family. And, that is a concern to me. Now, most of you know my story. I'm a empty nester. All of my kids now are promoted out of the home, and now I'm going to have my fifth grandchild due in June. And so, as far as the day-to-day and wrangling kids and making sure that they're doing their homework and they're getting to their activities and all of those things up until about a year ago, I haven't done that now it's been 5 years. And so my heart goes out to my daughter, who's 28. She has three little girls, and her husband trying to figure out how to work, how to school from home or get kids to school a couple days a week, all of those things. And so when I went to CPAC a couple weeks ago, I had an opportunity to really connect with people. It was an absolute blessing to get the opportunity from Oregon to go clear to Orlando to participate in CPAC, a conservative group of individuals really wanting influence policy to protect our values of faith, family, liberty, right? And while I was there, for a couple days, I got to broadcast a couple hours. I joined Jeff with his political coffee, and then I broadcast my hour from there on Thursday and Friday. But over the weekend, people continued to broadcast, and I saw this gal, and she looked familiar to me. I didn't really know who she was at the time, but she was sharing her message. And there were a couple instances when she'd be a guest on someone's radio program, but I'd just stand there, and I'd just listen in to what she was talking about, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we need in Oregon. Oh my gosh, this is what we need to tell our friends in Arkansas, in Texas, in South Dakota, the different people that I know. And so I found her little publicist, and I said, please tell her I want to talk to her, and I want to see about getting her on the radio with me so that you can share in the wonderful information that she has for us. Well, let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Tina Griffin. She is a former Hollywood actress, pop culture expert. She moved from her Wisconsin dairy farm to Hollywood, California, and earned a bachelor's in film and television broadcasting from California State University, Los Angeles. She traveled globally for the past 15 years, delivering her eye-opening show, Hollywood Exposed, explaining the real agenda behind the entertainment industry. Besides being in countless movies, Tina has worked on TV shows such as Jimmy Kimmel Live, Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, Lizzie McGuire, Drake and Josh, Malcolm in the Middle, competed in the Miss America pageant, and worked at the Oscars. She's opened for bands such as Colton Dixon, Third Day, and Jeremy Camp. Tina gives regular pop culture updates on various radio shows like Bill Martinez Live, Stand Up for the Truth, and the host of Hollywood's Insider, featuring guests who are experts on keeping our kids safe in today's technology advanced world. When Tina isn't traveling and speaking, you'll find her blogging, cooking, schooling her four munchkins, and having a romantic date night with her husband, Luke. And I am excited to bring her on the air with us today to talk about some of these counterculture issues we are facing today. Tina, thank you for joining me today. And first of all, how are you?
I am doing great. Thank you so much for having me. And I cannot believe you just said you have five grandchildren when you look like you're 40. So that's crazy.
Yeah, that is credit to the Lord. And good genes from my family.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. I was like, she's younger than me. And then line dancing. I grew up line dancing in Wisconsin. So we have to talk after this radio show about where we can go line dancing together.
Oh, we got a date there. That's for sure. And I'm so excited. You know, I watched you at CPAC from a distance, and you know, I've had this happen, like I call them divine encounters, where you just know that you know that you need to connect with people. And I had that about you, and you probably thought I was maybe stalking you a little bit, like, there's that gal again. She keeps popping up. But there was a message that you had, and you know, back in the day, and I've been accused with my long red hair, and sometimes I like to wear wild outfit, colored outfits, of being hippie-ish kind of, you know, it fit real well in Oregon. But one of the things that I am interested in your message is you talk about counterculture. Now, back in the day, in the 70s and 80s, counterculture to us was like the hippies, right? They were off
right.
the grid and, you know, kind of staying into their own little world and all of that. That means something different today. Talk to us a little bit about the work that you've been doing and what opened up your eyes to say, hey, I got to get this message out.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, you know, looking at certain terms today, Planned Parenthood, when Planned Parenthood does nothing for helping parents become parents,
mm-hmm.
and Food and Drug Administration, those two terms don't even go together, that counterculture today is flipped as well. It's now, what I believe, trendy, in, hip, and cool to not go with what Hollywood is claiming is trendy and harmless. In fact, the lies being exposed help a lot of teens see who the real enemy is, why he's got a certain agenda for everybody, primarily the youth in America, and it makes people open their eyes and think differently than what mainstream media is telling them how they should believe. And it's not just mainstream media, we've also got the education system today.
Well, that's so true. I remember I'm friends with Barbara Cameron, who's Kirk Cameron's mom, and she talked many times at length about, you know, having her kids get into the industry and really wanting it to be protective and doing something different. You really saw some things in the industry and the pressures working as an actress and those conflicting messages. Talk to us a little bit about what you saw, what you witnessed.
Yes. Well, you know what? This was 20 years ago. I gave my life to the Lord at the age of 16, headed to Hollywood at the age of 20. And 20 years ago, I started to see a lot of Hollywood hypocrisy. Now, this is when it was 20 years ago, not nearly as bad as it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, we have some crafty ways that we're pumping out the content to parents, even with the big tech censorship, which we can get to in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But what I noticed 20 years ago was that celebrities were very hypocritical. Many of the celebrities I met, like my first set that I worked on was 90210. I then worked on Melrose Place. I worked on Vanilla Sky with Tom Cruise, with Brittany Murphy on Little Black Book. Many of the people that I met, very nice people, very talented in their craft.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that was twisting in my gut being out there as a believer was, man, you're glamorizing sex. You're glamorizing drugs. In these video games, they're glamorizing beheadings, and yet the celebrities acting out these roles with this message, we're not showing the consequences of the actions of this stuff, which murder, you're in prison, or you're dead yourself. Mm-hmm. With the sex, you got sexually transmitted infections, you've got teens getting pregnant at 12, 13 years old, you've got abortion connected with that. With the drink and driving, you got dead people that are crashing their cars into trees, killing everybody inside the vehicle, other innocent victims. So when I saw Hollywood hypocrisy by very talented actors promoting a message without showing the consequences, and then learning in that decade by going to these Hollywood parties that they themselves didn't show their own kids their own graphic content, I knew that my calling was to expose the trash that Hollywood was dishing out to these kids.
Fantastic, because that's the difficulty parents struggle with, is that the kids get watch the movies, now they're on their iPads or their own cell phones, and they're watching this content, and the kids idolize these people. They're like superheroes in their mind, and yet these actors won't even allow their children watch the movies that they've played a significant role in. That's influencing all of our children and grandchildren. It's a huge hypocrisy.
It is. And I want to play a quick clip. This, I have been speaking for 20 years now, I think 21 this June. Even through COVID last year, our ministry blew up in a very positive direction. Now, a lot of people have been telling me the same thing. They're like, you know what, COVID had a lot of bad things that happened as a result. But at the same time, it caused parents to wake up. It caused grandparents to say, hang on a second, who's trying to overtake our country? What are our kids watching? What kind of education are my kids seeing through these online programs and schooling, education at home? People woke up because of COVID. We need a major wake-up call in our country. Now, Madonna, just one of many celebrities I've exposed over the years, I always say pray for these celebrities, because if we can get Eminem, Madonna, Britney Spears, all the people I've been researching for 20 years, or the current people, Billie Eilish and everybody else, if we can get them to know that the truth is in Jesus, and a lot of these celebrities admit they're demon-possessed, it's very deep, very, very grasped. Mm-hmm. And I've been researching these people for 2 decades, and I know a lot of these people. If we can get them to know the truth in the Lord, we will have millions of their followers questioning, wow, is there a God out there? Is Jesus real? And I love taking the approach of exposing the enemy and his dark, deceptive plan, because when teens and tweens and toddlers see this, they no longer want to be duped. They hate being lied to. Mm. So I grab them with that, with this killer presentation that God gave me in my head, brain, and hands. 90 minutes, usually how long I speak. Here's just one celebrity, Madonna, that I want to point out of the many that I expose to have kids see the truth and parents to realize the truth.
Let me have you share that when we come back from this break. We're going to be going into this break, and I think this is instrumental on where we want to go with the message today and how we can stay engaged and we can be proactive. Even if we feel like we've lost ground, there's much we can do. So excited to have the counterculture mom, Tina, on the air with us today. We'll be back. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning. Good morning to you, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann on this terrific Thursday with you. 35 degrees currently, and guess what? That sun is going to show up today. I'm really excited. We could see temperature about 60 degrees. Now, that's big news right here in Oregon with no rain in the forecast. I am very excited about that. In fact, I think I'm going to have to take a nice stroll through Bush Park today. I think watching for those cherry blossoms and those daffodils, those early signs of spring, it's pretty dang exciting for me. And I know that many of us are looking forward to getting outside and enjoying the nice warmer weather as it approaches. And don't forget, on this Sunday, you know, right around the corner is our spring forward. We change our clocks and adjust again. And I was talking to a gentleman yesterday. By the way, I went and got my nails done, as you know, it's kind of fun, a little pampering thing. And I want to say hello to Henry. beautiful nails there in the Salem Center. And he is a patriot. He loves Amy Ryan Courser, and it was fun to connect with him. And he is a Salem, Oregonian for many, many years. And it's just fun to get out and about and connect with people. And that's really what it's all about. People think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. Nope. Connecting, getting you the information that you can use. And I'm excited to bring on the air with us today my new friend, Tina Griffin. She is known as the Counterculture Mom. And she does these presentations out in the schools. Talk to us a little bit about that, Tina, and set us up for this clip you want to share.
Absolutely. Well, for 20 years now, this summer, might be 21, I lost count. Once I saw the lies of Hollywood and how these celebrities were, not all entertainment is something that's sending the wrong message and harming kids, but a lot of it is. Once I saw the Hollywood hypocrisy from these celebrities sheltering their own kids from their own entertainment, and I had so much dirt because I worked on these sets, I'm like, how can I remain silent? So 4 years into my Hollywood career, I did the Miss America pageant. Now, I grew up on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. I barely knew how to walk in high heels. I didn't want to walk on stage in even a one-piece bathing suit, but I did it just because I knew the doors would open for getting this message out to the masses that hardly anyone was talking about, and a lot of people didn't have the dirt regarding it just because they weren't working in L.A. And so I fell in love with speaking the second I put my foot on stage. I feel like I'm going to throw up every time I have to speak because I get really nervous, anxiety. But the times that that happens, it tells me that I know I'm doing what God called me to do. If I'm not nervous, that makes me nervous because I want him speaking through me, not what Tina's agenda is. So that's been opening my eyes for the last 3 decades of content from the New World Order, cashless society, the elites, how they control and manipulate mainstream media, how China owns a lot of Hollywood, and a lot of the messages going out into our children today through entertainment, social media, magazines, TV shows, Netflix series, all of it, apps. And they also have their hands in our school systems. Now, that's probably a whole nother show. The point is, the second I started learning about all this, 25 years ago and speaking against it 20 years ago, it has opened the doors in schools, cruise ships, prisons, parent events, mission trips all over the globe. I've been to Japan, Europe, South America with this message, the Hollywood exposed message, sometimes with interpreters, to let teens, tweens, and now toddlers, believe it or not, I'm being asked to speak to third graders to talk about what is Hollywood promoting? Why are they promoting it? What is it causing you to believe that you are as a result? And the lie of your identity having to be based in this false narrative. And what can you make as a change now to not put in the wrong, harmful media in your brain to create a corrupted worldview for your life now and in the future? And so that's aha moment for me 20 some years ago has me on fire where it's hard for me to sleep at night because of all the information going in my brain. And now we have a team of what used to be one, then four. And then because of COVID since August, we now have 21 people working around the clock on our Counterculture Mom team. And if they weren't there for me, Stacey, there's no way I can be doing what I'm doing now. My team is phenomenal. God brought the exact people with the experiences from doctors to homeschooling moms and everywhere in between, even college students, curate content in our Counterculture Mom app that every parent in America needs to have. I have atheists that have our Counterculture Mom app and say, don't believe in God yet, but man, has your content helped my teen who was suicidal a week ago change the media diet in his brain to where he realizes who the enemy is and why he's feeling the way he's feeling.
That's fantastic. Wow,
yeah,
that's incredible. Giving them the tools, because I think as parents, we often feel overwhelmed. It's like a hose, like a fire hose, and so much information's coming out. And here we are standing and just getting blown with it. Like, we don't know how to get in front of it for our kids to, one, protect them from it, but help them discern, is it truth or not? Because there's something magical about on screen, whether it be a computer screen, their phone screen, or the big screen, that says it's truth. They can't separate reality, they have a hard time. And some of that's part of the human development in time, about that year 23, 24, when you start seeing more of the reality, they're so easily deceived. And so you're countering that. You've been doing these rallies, and you have a clip. About how long is this clip?
Oh, like a minute. And it just is a glimpse of the Hollywood Exposed show. But let me tell you, I homeschool my four kids, 12, 10, two boys, and then two girls, 9 and 7. And I just want to encourage parents tuning in, grandparents, a lot of grandparents are raising children today.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of parents told me over the years, speaking at events, parent events, Tina, just tell us what to do. We are overwhelmed. We're stressed. We don't have time to have 87 tabs open on our computer and know who to trust and what news sources, and no time to do that. Just tell us what you believe is going on. Back it up with the evidence, and we will do what you're telling us to do. That's literally what they told me over the years. So we developed this app, which I'll talk about in a minute. But this first clip is Madonna just opening the eyes of parents and teens, because the parents and kids, parents want to be good parents. They just don't know where to start. There's too much information constantly flying past, and a lot of times because of that, they don't even make the first step into making a change because they don't know what first step to make.
Mm-hmm.
And when they talk to their kids, they don't have the language needed. They don't know who is currently hot in pop culture. They don't know what music is currently trending. They don't know what videos are out there. They don't know what video games their kids are playing. So we help them get the dirt they need to see to put the power back in their hands through this Counterculture Mom app. And there's a premium section they have to get. That's 80% of our content is in there. It's $5 a month. Worth definitely the $5.
Yeah, and that's almost like insurance. I see it as a parental insurance policy to make sure we can stay in front of all the cultural messages that are coming at our kids. They want to steal their minds and their hearts. And their internal lives as well. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back.
Hey, yeah, you. Hello, good morning. How you doing?
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. So good to be hanging out with you. It's 8:35 in the morning, and oh my goodness. Looking at our community calendar, there's a few things coming up that you may want to participate in, and I want to remind you, if you have an event that you want me to talk about on the air, I'd love to share. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We are continuing the 40 Days for Life prayer outside of Planned Parenthood through March 28th, so if you want to participate in there, in fact, I encourage you, if you're out and about right here off of Lancaster Drive, why not stop by and buy a cup of coffee for those that are standing out. Maybe you don't have time, but boy, wouldn't that be a blessing to those, especially when it has been raining. They've been faithful. I've gone by and honked and waved, and I think bringing them some coffee might be a good thing, or just join in on prayer. Also, the Biblical Citizenship class from Patriot Academy is continuing on at the People's Church. It's not too late to join in. In fact, we've grown up to 107 people. That's 11:30 on Sunday at People's Church, and then this Friday is the Business Freedom Fellowship. If you have a business and want to be a part of the Business Freedom Fellowship, it's 7 p.m. on Friday, and that is at the River Church. And you'll have to send me an email, Stacey at KSLM.news, and I'll send you the link to sign up for that. And then coming up the 23rd and 24th of April is the Safe School Summit here, Parents' Right in Education. I put a link up on our Facebook page where you can get registered for that. That's going to be a wonderful time. And, you know, really, there is so much that we can be doing, even though we feel like here in Oregon, we're still under lockdown. There's still a lot of mandates going on. The governor extended her emergency powers through the 2nd of May. Kids are kind of going to school a couple days a week here and there, and we're trying to get back to that place we were. I don't know that we ever will. We have a lot to do and a lot on our plates, and it can be very overwhelming. But what I continue to maintain is do what we can do today. And one of the things that we can do today as parents, as grandparents, as aunties, as uncles, we can get engaged in children's lives and we can understand the messages because, you know, it's easy. I've heard this say, oh, I have a dumb phone, or oh, I don't know, you know, anything about media, and I don't care to know, or I don't have Netflix, or I don't. Well, just because you don't want it, doesn't mean that the kids don't want it. And we've got to have some filters. We've got to know what they're engaging in, because their lives are being taken away from us right in our own homes. And I'm excited to have Tina Griffin on the air with me today. Tina, you have been going out for over 20 years with this message, this counterculture message, alerting parents and grandparents and communities, hey, we can't just give them over to this source, because they're stealing their hearts and their minds, correct?
Yes, and in your last 2 minutes, I can't tell you, I have about 4 post-it notes written, notes of things that I want to say, what you just said. This is hilarious.
Oh, we're two sisters from another mother, huh?
Yeah, that's about it. Here are my thoughts on what you just said, and I've been having people hanging here on the wings with these clips from these celebrities, so I'll get to that next. Yes, COVID brought about a lot of chaos last year and still today, but the neat thing about this, besides parents waking up to what their kids are watching and partaking in, and the friends they're with, and the online classes that they no longer want their kids to partake in, which I'm going to do a quick little plug. I homeschool my kids. I use the Abeka program.
Mm-hmm.
So for parents that said in the past, there's no way I could homeschool, well, if your kids are now watching online graphic sex ed classes from a communist perspective, and it is, with the common curriculum, now is a great time to switch to homeschooling, because all you're doing is exchanging that public school content for a God uplifting Christian real foundational aspect of how America was even created with our founding fathers, to get things that were stripped from our fabric of our country and textbooks back in our children's minds.
Mm-hmm.
So the future leaders in America know about who they are, what our country was based on, and the lies that the last 20, 30 years have been in public schools that are now creating brick throwers instead of freedom fighters, that process will end.
Mm.
So we have to raise our kids right now. By the age of 5, children have a very good sense of who they are and what they are. That's wild. So even books like Gay BC that just came out, this is very detrimental to our kids. We have to shelter them from that. God calls us to do that. But there's so many positive, uplifting entertainment options for kids. The Tuttle Twins, I would say 2 thumbs up with all the books they create for our young kids. It's just that public schools don't pump out the Tuttle Twin books. So COVID, yes, caused chaos. We're now awake. But the neat thing with that is I have parents blowing up my phone saying, thanks to COVID, I have a better relationship with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I have conversations I've never had before. We're going on walks together outside. We're doing community projects together because people woke up and now they have a deeper relationship with their kids. So that we can be thankful for in the midst of the chaos.
Absolutely. It's the silver lining throughout all the chaos, exposing the corruption and allowing parents to take a better look and kind of peek through the veil of what's really been going on.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, you made a very good point. There are a lot of families that are aware of Netflix and Hollywood hypocrisy and all the negativity going on, and they are doing an excellent job. So I want to give a high five to the parents that are aware, they care, and they're applying tips and tools in their home to keep their kids safe. And you mentioned we still need to know this information. And you are absolutely correct, because with the parents that are sheltering their kids by, for example, having our app, just because I know that, all the content that flies through on that, so many people are now blowing up my phone and emailing us saying, we shelter our kids, we're very careful, we got such great tips on positive entertainment through your app. But now, because we know of the junk that is infiltrating a majority of American homes, we are now going out and sharing with our neighbors, the people at church, our pastors, my kids still going to public school are able to share with their friends in the playground about the dangers of certain pop culture that you are exposing. So they're using it as a teaching tool to then witness to the people around them. And that is what we want. We want world changers in America. And we need to know the enemy and the nasty stuff going on in pop culture today, just so we know how to have conversations with other people that are being lied to, manipulated, and deceived.
Well said. Well said. And so with this clip, this kind of exposes it, right?
Absolutely. So here's one clip. I actually want to play 2 clips back to back. They're really short and sweet.
Okay.
This is Madonna. And I like using people from way back then. So people are like, wait a second. The parents are like, I grew up Madonna. Just like myself, I listen to Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Until God woke me up and said, okay, you can use it as dirt to expose. You're not going to listen to Madonna any longer. So here is Madonna. And she says, about her daughter, Lourdes, she said, if anything, I wish she dressed more conservatively. And she is telling her daughter, when she goes off to college a couple years ago, try to do everything in moderation. Try not to kill all your brain cells and try to go to class and dress modest. Wow, coming from Madonna. Now, she was on Ellen a couple years ago with her son, Rocco. And Ellen asked Madonna, you know, to come on down to the stage and ask her about her tour where she dressed basically very scantily clad. She had hardly anything on. She had these cone-type shape, see-through bra on with string underwear, you know, without getting too nasty on the radio here. But very risque. Her son, Rocco, then comes on stage. Madonna's now puts on more clothing. And Ellen says to Rocco, how do you feel when you travel with your mom on tour and she dresses like this on stage? Are you embarrassed? Check out what Rocco actually says. This is huge.
Okay. Wow. So excited. That's really funny. Is your mom a strict? Is she a good mother?
She's a good mother.
She's very strict. That is really cool. You're on tour with your mother. She can't be that strict. What about when she flashes herself and stuff? How do you feel about that?
I actually don't see that.
We're getting underneath the dress.
So if you heard that clip, I was blown away, and I'm so glad I grabbed it because you can't get that clip anymore online. I can't find it. So I have hundreds of clips like that on my in my presentation. When I go to speak, I can do half-a-day events and speak 4 hours, and people love it. They come to all different titled sessions, from Satanism in the music industry to how music is manipulating the minds of the youth to violent video games and how to run from the violent video games and get your kids' hands on some positive video games. But that clip, audience is laughing, and the only thing I could think of is, wow, your kid is under the stage busy doing things, not hearing, not seeing what you're doing for the millions of other young children half his age.
The hypocrisy. It's amazing. And this is the reality that we face day in, day out. And I heard a young gal say a few years ago at a women's conference, she was 19, and she said, Stop analyzing people's front stage lives with your backstage life. And that's true here. Talk about wisdom, that we so watch things in front of us and think that that's reality, and it isn't reality. What we're dealing with day in, day out, and the, you know, can we even get our makeup on and get out the door in time to get the kids to their activities and things like that, or get what we need for dinner that night? That's our reality. And that's not, and it is very glamorous, actually. It's very practical. It's very much needed. And it is the things you'll remember when your kids are raised. And yet, that's not what our media is telling us, is it?
Absolutely not. And the wild thing is that so many parents would tell me, and sometimes in tears, when I get done speaking somewhere or do a radio program, whatever the case is, I'm just about to launch a radio show on Salem as well, so I cannot wait to partner with you more
good.
In more than one way.
Yay!
I'm just so excited. It's been in my blood for 30 years since I was 16. I've been not quite 30. I'm aging myself here. But I've been in love with radio, and I cannot wait to get on. But with this scenario, parents coming up to me sometimes crying and saying, Tina, I don't know how this happened. I was careful. I love my kids. I did the best for them. I told them how to, you know, how to act and how to be polite and how to steer clear from drugs. How did this happen? And I can tell parents right now, you're not, primarily most parents, are not telling their kids to get into drugs, sex, alcohol, suicide, cutting, depression, all that, eating disorders, all that stuff. It is primarily coming from our entertainment, which is far from entertainment for me, our entertainment industry with a nasty agenda. Because if they would push abstinence, well, then they're not going to be making money through Planned Parenthood. Mm-hmm. All these organizations are completely combined and connected. So they promote a message that could kill us, harm us, and cause us to spend billions of dollars on things we would never have to spend money on if we freed our hearts and minds from this nasty, harmful content. Here's another quick thing with, so that's why I believe the number one thing we have to watch is not just education for our kids in schools, but it's 70 hours a week the average teen is involved and being influenced by pop culture. That is huge. That is 40 hours in the classroom, 70 hours with entertainment. We have to be very focused, and we will make it easy at Counterculture Mom through that app and our website, counterculturemom.com, to help parents know how to navigate.
I love it. Counterculture.com. Get the app today. We're going to go to break. Tina, after this, I have a couple more questions about how people can take action and maybe a story or two you can tell us about your effect on parents. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. The hour goes so very fast. And the topic, of course, we could talk hours and hours on what we can do to work with our kids and help our kids and our grandkids and stay in that place of protection. And yet, as parents and grandparents, you know, our goal is to help our kids learn to discern for themselves and also be independent enough and independent thinkers. That's part of our whole conservative message is developing responsible, independent adults, not those that are get talking points and just have marching orders through our media. And that's a real big concern of mine of what I've seen over the last 20 years, and as I've raised my teenagers, now their parents, I've seen how they've influenced their thinking, especially politically, and it's more of this group think push. My background's in sociology and human services, and it's this like group mob mentality versus the independent thinker, the way you can critically think through the issues of the day and look at both sides and come up with a good solution. And with this cancel culture, kids and even adults can't even see the counter argument and look at both sides of the issue and come up with a good conclusion themselves. So we need tools like the app that you have, the Cancel Culture app that you can put down on your phone and have all of these features. Talk to us a little bit about the app, Tina, and how it fits into your day-to-day life as a parent.
Absolutely. So we have this app about 2 years ago, and I had so many parents keep telling me, love the content you had. Man, that one slide you had in there, my daughter saw that program 2 weeks ago. Had we known about that ahead of time, we would have definitely known not to let her watch it and plug in something positive like you suggested. Well, I came home after like 10 shows in a row that one summer where people kept telling me that. I'm like, Luke, my husband, there has got to be something that we can do to warn parents ahead of time. And we both said at the same time, we need to build an app. So for a year, my husband put the design behind it. I, of course, had all the content from my brain going into it. We were still a two-person team. He was helping me out. And now we have 21 people. I want to say million. That's funny. 21 people helping us with the content in this app. And it's very well-rounded. It's very organized. And what this app does is give parents notifications through the phone for the notification sections they want turned on. So let's say they want to know about pop culture. Well, we also have trending news. We have our blogs that are up there. We have podcasts that I'm doing that will alert them if there's new info there. Videos that we do. I do a show with Dr. Duke Pesta through Freedom Project Media every week. That can notify them so they get to choose what notifications they want. Our most popular is the pop culture alerts. And here's what's neat. I have a system, which is very detailed, so I won't confuse the listeners, that we find out primarily ahead of time on what Hollywood is releasing for apps, magazines, on the Kindle, books, TV shows, movies, video games, all of it, where we pump it out ahead of time when these top trending things are going to be released, and parents are loving it because now they feel like the power is back in their hands to know what to watch out for and, frankly, the positive content being released that mainstream media doesn't want to talk about. And then we have free movie screenings that sometimes pops up in there. We have a whole section for, let's get the exact title here for you. It's called Extras and Freebies, where I have about 10 different organizations that we partner with that give our people that have our app 3 month services to try stuff out, like Covenant Eyes to help block pornography from the internet, the Circle device, which allows you to set up the parameters with the tech devices in your home. So if you want certain kids, certain ages, not to be on at 6 o'clock or later at night because they're five, well, then you can put that parameter on there. Mm. You can block certain websites you don't want on there. It's a very neat device. But we have a lot of that in there. We have, let's see here, I'm going to list off a couple more that we have in this app for people. There's so much content in the app, but it's very organized. We have a discount for people that want to get a Living Deck Bible verse game. It's called Animal Cards. She's fantastic. Teresa Wagner. We have info on Ken Ham, Answers in Genesis. If you want your kids to get freebies, discounts for a creation viewpoint instead of evolution that our kids are being pounded with, that lie in schools today. There's so much stuff in that app. But I just want to quickly go through the top premium section for $4.99 a month of what these parents are going to get. Every day, 5 to 6 notifications will come to your phone of the top trending things in social media. We have everything from TV shows, movies, like I all said before, We have celebrities, like we just blasted out an alert from Demi Lovato that a lot of people look up to. Well, she comes out and talks about the fact that she had a drug overdose and what she is now suffering for consequences as a result. Well, if we can get our kids to have talking points with their parents for just this one alert out of the 30 that came out this week, and let's say parents are struggling with their kids that might be abusing drugs or thinking about drugs or going to parties, this is a great alert. We give parenting tips and tools of how to have conversations with our kids to get the conversation started about Demi Lovato and say, hey, did you see that she had a drug overdose 2 years ago? And most kids would be like, did she really? Yeah. Look at her video of what she says happened to her as a result.
Tina.
Look at what she's now saying about brain damage as a result.
And is she the gal that sang the song, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It?
No, that is Katy Perry, and we have Katy Perry in our app all day long.
And I remember the horror. This is a personal story. I remember the horror of my little granddaughter in the back seat as I was going through the radio and driving with her. And she's like, no, Grandma, that song. And she started singing it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is she getting exposed to? You know, because I was looking for the Christian radio station. And these are the things that parents don't understand, the pull that media has. So this app will give these alerts. And how do they get the app?
Yes, they can download it. And I was going to say, with every single alert, we have a buzz room that parents can connect with other parents. Mm. So if one parent mastered helping their child refrain from playing a certain nasty video game, they can reach out to other parents whose kids are currently hooked on certain media. It's phenomenal, the buzz room that we have where parents can connect with parents that have already been through it, lived through it, and got their kids help from it.
Mm.
The app is the Counter Culture Mom app. They can get it on Google Play Store, iTunes, and then once you get it, click yes for notifications and then go to the premium section in the menu. You'll see it and sign up for $4.99 a month.
I think this is absolutely astounding that we've connected at this time because parents are looking for solutions. And like you said, with COVID, the silver lining is they're more aware of how their kids are being inundated and all the messages to try to steal their hearts and minds. And here's something, it's like insurance. We can do this for our daughters and our granddaughters. And our sons too, because it's not just a girl thing. It's a guy, you know, the young boys with the video games. It's really pulling them in. And I just talked to a mother yesterday. Her son is 16, and he is in his room all day long on video games. It's the only thing that motivates him. She's having a hard time getting him to even do his schoolwork. And so these are things that parents are facing and grandparents are facing in real time. And now we have a solution. Are you a nonprofit ministry? How do people support your work and the continuation of these great apps and things to help them?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, we're a nonprofit, totally tax write-off, and I have two quick things about that. If people want to text the word donate to the number 55444, that's the word donate to 55444, they will get, every dollar is doubled right now for the ministry. We have a $9,000 a month overhead, and right now, because this app is new with the $5 a month ordeal, we have about $1,500 coming in every month.
Mm.
So every dime is going to help. And last year, people gave to the ministry to allow us to do what we're doing right now. We're still not getting up to the 9,000 mark. I'm not worried about it. God said, pull the trigger, do what you're doing, and you will get half the money you need.
Give us your website one more time as we wrap up here.
Yep, counterculturemom.com, and definitely text the word guide to 55444 to get a free parent media guide loaded with quality entertainment. Guide to 55444.
Excellent. Thank you, Tina, for your time today. God bless you, my friend. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, my friends. Great content. We're going to put this up on our website, kslm.news. You can grab the podcast, share with the people in your life who need to hear this message. And I'm looking forward to downloading the app on my phone this afternoon. Have a great day, friends. God bless you, and God bless the USA.